It's Wednesday, November 13th, AD 2019. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Nigerian pastor Moses Ayaliki of Winners Chapel was kidnapped on April 10, 2019, by the Muslim terrorist group Boko Haram. Though he knew they were trying to convert him to Islam, he was able to stay peaceful and just listen. The months of forced Islamic teachings did not shake his faith, as he remains committed to Christ. After spending months in captivity, he was freed this past week thanks to the intervention of the Borno State government and the Kaltham Foundation for Peace, reports International Christian Concern. Luke 4, verse 18 says, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to set the oppressed free." Remember what President Trump said at the United Nations in late September?
"Regrettably, the religious freedom enjoyed by American citizens is rare in the world. Approximately 80% of the world's population live in countries where religious liberty is threatened, restricted, or even banned. And when I heard that number, I said, please go back and check it, because it can't possibly be correct. And sadly, it was 80%. America stands with believers in every country who ask only for the freedom to live according to the faith that is within their own hearts. As president, protecting religious freedom is one of my highest priorities and always has been."
It was during that UN General Assembly on September 25th that President Trump announced a $25 million commitment to religious freedom efforts. Looking forward, aides to President Donald Trump are now drafting an executive order to condition U.S. aid to other countries on how well they treat their religious minorities, reports Politico.com. The idea mirrors requirements that restrict aid to countries that do poorly on an annual U.S. report on human trafficking. Trump administration aides are considering the use of the list of offending countries from the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom to determine which countries should have their aid withheld or face sanctions on the basis of how well they treat religious minorities. Today, Turkish President Recep Erdogan will meet with President Trump at the White House. But 2 years ago, during Erdogan's visit, there was a serious altercation. Members of Erdogan's security detail were criminally charged with assaulting several peaceful demonstrators as they protested near the Turkish ambassador's residence while Mr. Erdogan was inside, reports the Washington Times. The U.S. House of Representatives unanimously passed a resolution the next month calling for the assailants to face criminal charges. 19 defendants, including 15 identified as members of Mr. Erdogan's security detail, were ultimately indicted in connection with the clash, and two Americans pleaded guilty to related felony assault charges in 2017. Bloomberg reports that Armed Services Chairman Adam Smith, a Democrat from Washington State, said that President Trump's transgender ban is a quote-unquote bigoted policy that must be repealed. Congressional Democrats are seeking to divert taxpayer dollars from training to gender reassignment surgeries. President Trump's policy reflects the purpose of the military, which is to fight and win wars, not advance a radical leftist agenda. Since the Obama administration offered tax-funded treatment for transgender soldiers in 2016, more than 1,500 transgender soldiers have emerged. The military spent nearly $8 million on transgender troops' health care from July 2016 to February 2019. That includes 161 so-called gender transition surgeries that cost $2 million overall, almost 23,000 psychotherapy appointments, and $78,000 on hormone prescriptions. Republican Congresswoman Vicky Hartzler of Missouri, one of the most ardent opponents of allowing transgender people to serve, said during consideration of the 2020 defense policy bill that, quote, "The military is under no obligation to accept individuals who do not meet the medical criteria for service. Military service is a privilege. It is not a right. It would be unwise for us to make exceptions to service for one specific entity who could not meet medical standards," end quote. And finally, just in time for Thanksgiving, the Barna Group has identified the top 10 cities in America where the most generous practicing Christians live, reports the Christian Post. When it comes to both church and nonprofit giving, three cities in southeast Idaho, Pocatello, Idaho Falls, and Jackson topped the list. In these cities, practicing Christians give an average of $17,977 to nonprofits and $15,600 to churches every year. WalletHub found Idaho to be the third most generous state when it comes to charitable giving. For nonprofit giving, Las Vegas, Nevada ranks second, with Christians in that city giving a yearly average of $10,410 to charity. Victoria, Texas ranked third, with Christians giving $10,375 annually, followed by Autumna and Kirksville, Iowa at $10,000, and Jonesboro, Arkansas at $7,999. Cities that rounded out the top 10 most generous when it comes to nonprofit giving included Twin Falls, Idaho at $7,600, North Platte, Nebraska at $6,700, Lake Charles, Louisiana at $6,200, Salisbury, Maryland at $6,100, and Wheeling and Steubenville, West Virginia at $5,700. Acts 20, verse 35 says, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." Just out of curiosity, if you live in one of those generous cities, send me an email at adam@theworldview.com. I'd love to know if we have listeners in those cities. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, November 13th in the year of our Lord, 2019. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.